details. Doug Stephan, Good Day program. Who wants you? We want you. Who are we? Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden, and yours truly, viewing your problems as opportunities for us to help you fix things, because it's always good to have support, and if you're going to be successful, it needs sometimes a little encouragement. That success needs some encouragement, that sort of thing. Any experience that you're having can be transformed into something of value. I have always felt that in my adult life. Everything you do depends on how you look at things. If you have a half-full glass, a half-full cup like I do here, better than half-empty, right? It's a little stuff like that. And I know, trust me, there's nobody who has demons that bang around in the head more than I do.
Yeah, that's true.
And so
down with that.
I can find the bright side of things. Yeah, we all have demons. We all have things that are...
Jennifer, the longer you live, the more demons you have.
Jennifer does not have any demons. Name one of your demons.
What do you mean?
I dare you to name one of your... What is one of your demons?
Like my crazies?
You're perfect. What is
one of
your demons?
Dark side. What's
your
dark side?
Yeah, totally perfect. Yeah. Let's hang out. You want to?
Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way?
Where did that come from?
Food. For thought. Perfection.
You hide them well.
Strive for perfection, but none of us are perfect. We all have our demons. It's how we deal with them and get over them or move them out of the way that's important. And I think that's really something that's an individual thing, but you need support. It's nice to be around people who get it and who sort of breathe the same air you do. Some people don't. Some people are so elevated they're not breathing the same air you are. We are. We're in that place with you. We've been there. Done that. So maybe it helps us a little bit. Speaking of been there and done that, normally Jack Stockwell is here, but his daughter had an emergency. Was it not an appendectomy?
I don't know what it was. He just called and said that he had to go out to Vancouver. His daughter ended up having to go in and have an emergency surgery yesterday.
Right.
Apparently everything will be fine. She'll be okay, but he just had to fly up and just be with her, and he will be with her today, and then I guess be back home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just wanted to call in and let us know.
For those who would wonder about those things, not just the folks in Salt Lake who listen to him there and listen to us there, but elsewhere, he's a very interesting fellow, has lots to say, helps a lot of people out, and again, that's why we're here. We're all here to help each other out. And in that spirit, I think about my time in church, time in Sunday school, time...
Did you go to Sunday school?
I went to Sunday school. I loved Sunday school. I was very active in my church youth group. I was vice president of the church youth group when I was a senior in high school. We had great trips, great fellowship, great camaraderie. I loved the minister. And one of the things that I think sent me over the edge about at least in my initial questions about God and religion and stuff is when the minister whom we loved died at the age of 52 of a massive heart attack.
Hmm.
So I thought to myself, ooh, and this is, I was at that point a freshman in college. I wondered out loud about why it was. In that age, you're going to wonder and you're going to ask these questions. Some people do as they get older. Why would God take a man that was as good? This was a really good guy. Sweet, simple man who was an ordinary, average guy and didn't overcook the God stuff. He was good with students, good with kids. His name was Richard Duncanson. Remember him like it was yesterday. I remember when his wife called and said that he died because I was very close to him and I loved his wife. And I remember I sort of was stupefied. And I was standing up when she called, and I sort of fell into a chair. And I started to cry. And I then started asking myself, why? I think you do that. There were lots of different reasons and ways that we ask ourselves.
Because God was ready for him.
Why? Well, that's the way of looking at it. I didn't look at it that way. I was angry.
It took me a long time, and having had a couple of friends die before they were 40 years old, I went through this a good bit, and especially when my best friend Kim died of cancer at 35. And what I ended up being comfortable with was they are so much better where they are. And it is selfish for me to sit here and pity myself for not having my friend.
Right, but then
around.
It becomes all about you.
It becomes all about me.
Yeah.
And
well,
like who am I to pity myself when they are in a better place? And
well,
it's all about
that's
them,
what you
really.
Think. You think they're in a better place. We have no way of knowing. That's what our religion, again,
that's
teaches
why we have
us, that they're in a better place.
Right.
So what would you think?
What would you rather believe?
Would I would rather believe that
yourself that you're without your friend, or would you rather believe that they're in a better place and that you should move along because you're comfortable that they're in a better place?
I think what it does, it all boils down to where you think you're going. It's all it'll all come back to you and what you think is going to happen.
So where do you think you're going?
I believe in reincarnation. I think we've come back many, many times. I think our soul floats around for a while. It's such a nebulous thing. It's so hard to understand. That's why so many people who have these deep concerns and don't have, how do I say this without, people, we all have different gradient levels of dealing with matters of intelligence. How's that for being tactful? And so the more we have of perhaps intellectual exposure, the more we look at things in a different light. Does that make sense? We have limited exposure to intellectual challenges, and you look at it one way, and then, you know, it depends on what you've been exposed to thought-wise, I think, or what you actually glean to. And that brings me around to something that I found out. I really was fascinated read a story of a couple of Southern Baptist ministers who have been in the ministry for 20 years, both of them. They pray with their congregation. They live out their lives, but both of them have come under scrutiny, I guess would be the best way of putting it, for admitting that they were atheists. Southern Baptist ministers who are atheists. Pretty interesting story, huh?
So why do they do it? For the money?
We will talk about that in a moment, Roberta. 13 after on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe it.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut will be around at the bottom of the hour with our update today on what's going on with the social media. There's a lot of buzz on these two ministers who are atheists, and this would come as no surprise, Roberta. They have not exposed themselves. That is with their real identities. This is an online chat going on, apparently.
Yeah, who said they were atheists? Did they admit to it?
Yes, they did.
Really?
They've asked that their identities be protected. They are pastors who have lost their faith. Now, apparently, there are a lot of men and women who built their careers and lives around ministering to people, but they have lost their faith They feel they are trapped. They feel they are living a lie. I had no idea until I saw. This is one of the great things about the new media. It really is. You see some of these stories. Who would have thought that somebody who read the Bible for a majority of their life, who were pursuers of religious faith, who were ministers, would not believe in what they were preaching? So you got to wonder why they're doing it. One of these guys said, the more I read the Bible, the more questions I have, the more things don't make sense to me.
So they did, but now they don't anymore.
And that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. About 10 years ago, they both started to feel their faith slipping away. They were bothered by inconsistencies regarding the last days of Jesus' life, what he described as the improbability of stories like Noah's Ark, and the attitudes expressed in the Bible regarding women and their place in the world. And
I thought they found Noah's Ark in Iran somewhere.
Well,
oh, they claim to have.
They claim to have.
But I think that's what happens when you take anything too literally. You know, people forget that for one thing, the Bible was written in an ancient Hebraic language.
Yeah, and been translated 87
And has been translated 87 million times. And, right. You know, language is what defines thought. And in order to really understand the words of the Bible, you would have to understand the ancient Hebraic language. And you would have to understand the society that spoke that language.
I'm forgetting man wrote it. Man has translated it.
Right.
I mean.
All right, so here's the question.
You can't go with the literal words, and when people put too much emphasis on literal words like that, Doug, they forget that the real meaning of life, the real godliness that they have is within themselves,
right.
Not within a book.
God is all within all of us. That's where
right.
It is. That's why. That's what.
And that's how you lose faith, if you put too much emphasis on a literal.
Well, but it's because people need to have that to hold on to something like that. We have so many questions that are being asked in our world today. That's why membership in some of these churches has gone skyrocketing.
People looking for meaning.
Because they need meaning.
The meaning is within yourself.
Here's what I'm wondering. As I read this, I'm sorry to personalize this to a point, but I'm wondering, because Richie and I have had these conversations on and off the air, I believe very strongly in God. We all know. You can tell the way I talk about when we yak about Yoda, or when we talk about infinite intelligence, or when we talk about what goes on in the universe, how can there not be a force, a God behind it? But this religious stuff drives me crazy. One's better than the other and all the killing
my
that goes
Jesus
on.
My Jesus is better than your Jesus.
I mean,
that
it's ridiculous
kills
stuff
me.
To me. So does that mean I'm an atheist? I'm looking at this stuff because I believe in God. So atheism is not believing in God, right? And these guys say that they reading the Bible has led them not to believe in God. One of them said, my thinking was that God is big enough to handle any questions that I come up with. But that hasn't happened in my life. Hmm. Where do you find Adam? Where do you find answers to your questions? I think you find them inside. I think that's part of what your gut is, whether you trust your gut.
That's when you define God as a single source, you know, the Father in heaven imagery, which is totally ridiculous.
Mm. But it's how we process it. I mean, that's how
it gives us a way to to go someplace.
Yeah, we're human and we have a brain that is not able to accept what really is out there.
Well, you can think beyond that. You can stare up into the sky, into the universe, and feel God all around you. God is not, somebody sitting on a throne
somewhere.
Isn't
that interesting?
Like Oprah.
In the summertime, when I come back to my house on the farm, it's invariably dark. Always, I work outside on the farm until
there's no street lights around.
And I'm so far away from the street, so far away from any lights. The sky is pristinely clear. And I will often, as I'm walking up the driveway, look up into the stars and think about what an amazing reality we have here. And wonder
we're
how
just
do
a
we...
speck.
Yeah.
It's
doing nothing. And that's so tough for the ego, the id.
We aren't even a piece of dust in the reality.
Dust in the wind, Richie. Where's
that
song?
That's all we are is dust in the wind. And I'm stuck in the middle with you, Doug.
I know, in Kansas. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Me too.
I like strength. It's because I grew up in a lack of it. So that's why I like women who are strong emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally.
Yeah, but it's also your downfall.
Well, that may be.
You get these powerful women that you butt heads with, and then crash, boom, bang.
Well, if you just marry one, and anyone clashing.
That usually is the crash, boom, bang.
Yeah, I know.
Any marriage would need fidelity.
Like Popeye says, I am what I am.
Well, I didn't marry a cartoon.
Join us, just Kevin's good day.
Look, brothers.
Funk Brothers.
The Funk Brothers.
Baby, baby.
Hey, where did I love you?
Baby, don't love you.
She'll hear you go anywhere.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Don't leave me by myself, Dougie.
I think you're burning.
Burning. So you guys probably see a doctor about that. Burning deep inside, you gotta go to the doctor.
Man, you guys know how to butcher a song, don't you?
Yeah, be quiet. Richie, start. Everybody be quiet. Start the song. So you got it out of your system now. Be quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The Funk Brothers.
Start off with the Supremes. Where did our love go?
If these are women singers, why is it the Funk Brothers?
Funk Brothers do the orchestration. They play the instruments in the background.
You guys, she has a burning deep inside of her. She should go to the doctor for that.
The Funk Brothers was the band in the basement of Motown Records that played for every single Motown singer.
Right. They have a, if you go to Motown, the original Motown studios in that house in Detroit, the studio where they recorded the stuff is down the basement. And literally, Richie's right. You just imagine your basement and the Funk Brothers in your basement. That's a great visualization.
I wonder if the Funk Brothers got royalties.
Oh,
the Funk Brothers got screwed 37 ways from Sunday by Berry Gordy. They did okay.
Yeah.
But they didn't get out of it. I mean, all of these young kids that got started, Diana Ross, Martha Reeves, you can go through the whole list, mostly of the women, not of the men. And because Berry Gordy was a sexist pig, he wanted to sleep with everybody.
Well,
that,
and also was, most of the men wrote the songs.
Yeah, right. So they got all the dough.
They got the royalty, the Holland Dozier Holland.
We should have asked that
Robinson
question. I wasn't here last week when you talked to Smokey Robinson. That would have been a question I would have asked.
What
him,
a kick.
Frankly.
That was great.
Right. Okay, so we played a little excerpt from Where Did Our Love Go, which was on the top of the charts, number one for 4 weeks or 6 weeks in a row in 1964, for the fall, November of 64. And very interesting story, because the Supremes had been around. Berry Gordy met Diana Ross and fell instantly in love with her as a teenager and wanted to make her a star. So he brought her in
And she didn't have it on her own. She never really has, by the way. The strongest voice in the Supremes was...
Mary Wells?
Yeah, Mary. But there's another one. Diana Ross actually was the weakest of the three. And so Barry found these others. And until he got the right mix of Supremes, they were called the no-hit Supremes at Motown Records because they couldn't come up with something. They had released song after song after song, and it wasn't until this combination of a couple of new Supremes and Holland Dozier Holland's song, Where Did Our Love Go, which was written,
Florence
by the
Ballard.
Way...
Florence Ballard.
Florence Ballard, right. She was very, very, very strong. This song, by the way, was written for the Marvelettes. Wasn't written for the Supremes.
Yeah, I mean, what people, I think they mostly realize now, is that every Motown thing was manufactured. Except for the Smokey Robinson. He wrote for himself and the Four Tops, all that stuff. But, I mean, they were pumping out. They had writers sitting down there just pumping out hits.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would, after the hit was written, after the song was written, they would say, okay, who should sing this?
Which of the...
Okay, you guys sing this one, you guys sing this one.
Yeah. Marvelettes didn't like this. Supremes really didn't like it, but because they had no hits, they had to do what they were told. So they released it, and 6 weeks after it was released, it was number one and stayed there for 6 weeks.
Boom.
So, and this was the real beginning of till this day, everybody knows who the Supremes are, except for Clay. 28 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. There are movie fans, and then there are movie fanatics. And wherever you fall on that spectrum, chances are there's a movie tour out there that will spark your interest. As you may expect, the upcoming release of the final Harry Potter film has many fans, well, pretty excited. HP Fan Trips has planned a number of themed trips to the UK. But if it's the movie you're really waiting for, they're also hosting a trip to Seattle for the opening weekend. That includes a private IMAX screening and, of course, plenty of butterbeer. If classic films are more your style, then check out On Location Tours. These guys lead nostalgia tours of Manhattan to showcase the locations of movies like The Seven-Year Itch and Breakfast at Tiffany's. Vizcaya Museums and Gardens in South Miami is a one-stop movie tour. The estate hosts an outdoor film series of classic movies that feature, well, them. Remember, you can always do a little research on your own and create your own tour. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Thanks so much for flying with us. Bye-bye. Take care now.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. Skip the counter and head straight to your car with Avis Preferred Service. Visit Avis.
On air. Online. And... on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
To twanger, our magic twanger again.
I like that twanger.
Mm. It's now at 33 after the hour.
Ooh.
And some of the apple cider, unpasteurized apple cider
they
sell on the farm.
Yeah. When I took Sean to the farm a couple of weeks ago to go to that fall festival for his field trip.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, the apple cider coming out of those wood barrels. Oh,
good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff at this time of year. I'm going to try to have a weekend festivity on the farm with hot apple cider and toppings for the ice cream and the hay rides and things like that.
When, Doug?
This weekend, Roberta.
This weekend?
This weekend. All right. Jennifer is going to have the People's Choice nominees. She'll announce those in a moment. Clay is here with a story from the Internet. You know, every day we have a study. At one point in time, someplace in the program is a study. Today's study is focused on teenagers who text and what that means in their lives. Pretty, if you're a parent, you don't want to be messing around. You need to listen to this if you're a parent. We'll have that for you in a moment, plus our video of the day and our poll of the day. First, though, the story that probably you've all been waiting for all day long. Your chance to win big. You like when it happens here on the program. We have the opportunity for you to win. Now you can win really big. This is a big question with a big answer, and it will require us giving you a big prize. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I like it.
Okay.
What is the San Francisco public transportation system called? And moniker's okay. They call it, don't just let the audience figure it out, Richie.
I
don't struggle with this. Don't struggle.
I know. No hints.
Well, you can know all you want, Roberta. This isn't for you.
Last name is Simpson?
Yes.
800 510-8255. That's not good enough. You need to tell me what the euphemism, is that the good word for it? What that stands for. What's the real name of the San Francisco public transportation system, all right?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. And I don't want to give the, I'm not, anybody from San Francisco or California, don't call. Because that's not fair. It needs to be somebody from outside of California. All right, don't be upset with me because we have
you want to give the bonus question in there for the...
What's the bonus question, Richie?
Chicago.
Okay.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Now, I guess
what's it called in Chicago?
Atlanta. What's it called in Chicago? Okay.
No, that's okay. Yeah. When I named the Framingham Area Rapid Transit System, when I was, I told you that story, right?
Yeah.
FART. Huh.
All right. Oh, he's again. Oh, look at we have a little interest in this apparently.
Shoot, I can't
People
make a choice.
Really
does
think.
My camera point to the computer where the calls come in? Can you see that on this camera? Because I can't tell because I'm not looking at the camera. Clay, can you see over the microphone?
Your microphone covers it.
See all the okay. So
if you move your microphone, you can see the phones getting busy.
There, see all the colors there? They're all green. That means you're all good to go. All right. So we'll have that in a moment. First, let's Jennifer go through the nominees for the People Choice Awards announced yesterday. This is for
right
every form of entertainment, right? Pretty
right.
much?
This is everybody, and I don't know exactly if the people can write in votes or if they give them a choice, but whatever. It's the People's Choice Awards. They get to vote on all the categories.
Yeah, huh?
All right, so are we ready?
Ready.
Ready. Favorite ready. Movie? Toy Story 3, Alice in Wonderland, Inception, mm-hmm. Iron Man 2, The Twilight Saga, Eclipse. Favorite action movie, Salt, Robin Hood, Kick-Ass, can we say that? Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Favorite
we can
drama
spell out
movie.
F-A-R-T, I guess we can say that.
Favorite drama movie, The Social Network, Alice in Wonderland, Dear John, Inception, The Twilight Saga, Eclipse. Favorite family movie, Despicable Me, The Karate Kid, Toy Story 3, How to Train Your Dragon, and Shrek Forever After.
Those are all animated except for one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Favorite comedy movie, Date Night, Grown Ups, Easy A, Sex and the City 2, and Valentine's Day.
Right.
Oh, your favorite category, horror movie, The Crazies, The Last Exorcism, Let Me In, Resident Evil Afterlife, and A Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm. Let's go into the actors. That's a little more fun. Favorite movie actor, Robert Downey Jr., who, by the way, I saw Due Date last night. He is hot.
Really?
I've never thought he was hot before. He's hot. Taylor Lautner, Johnny Depp, Robert Pattinson, and Leonardo DiCaprio. Favorite movie actress, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. Julia Roberts, Katherine Heigl, and Kristen Stewart. Favorite action star, Angelina Jolie, Robert Downey Jr., Bradley Cooper, Jackie Chan, and Jake Gyllenhaal. Favorite comedy star, Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore, Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Will Ferrell. Favorite movie star under 25, Emma Watson, Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, Vanessa Hudgens, and Zac Efron.
All right, so is there...
Yeah, let's see.
What you'd expect. There's nothing new and exciting. There's nothing unexpected here. It's all...
TV drama, Gossip Girl, Grey's Anatomy, The Good Wife, Vampire Diaries, and House.
Good Wife's a great show.
And then
did you see
comedy,
Michael J. Fox on it last night?
I didn't. I missed it.
I actually saw him for a few minutes.
Yeah.
For TV comedy, it's Glee, How I Met Your Mother, The Big Bang Theory, Modern Family, and Two and a Half Men.
Wow. No. Tina Fey, no 30 Rock?
Yeah, no. She mentioned
Tina Fey Tina Fey is for favorite comedy star, and she's also nominated for favorite TV comedy actress. So both movies
but
and
no,
TV.
But the show didn't get nominated.
But not the show. No.
Wow.
So you have until December 7th to vote for your selection. And the television show is on January 5th.
There's some fun categories.
They Queen Latifah.
Ooh, yeah.
Is the
She's
host.
Hosting. Favorite TV crime fighter. They have that category.
Really?
Favorite TV obsession.
I will be the number one television crime fighter. I'm going to revive on television.
You and your cow robe.
Interesting.
We could do cow man instead of chicken man. We could do cow man.
That's
actually
pretty good
idea.
He's everywhere.
That's right.
Interesting in the TV talk show host category.
Yes.
Conan and George Lopez got nominated. Jay and David Letterman did not.
Ah. This is this prejudice. It's getting very
It's a younger,
thin.
Hipper show. Mm-hmm. I mean, this show is not geared towards
this,
you.
This
geared towards
this
me.
Attack on Jay Leno is thin.
This
very
is so funny. They have, their categories are hilarious. Favorite TV doctor, favorite TV family.
Thin. What, is no music, though?
Let's see. Yes, there is.
What's the music?
Okay. Favorite male artist, Eminem, Enrique Iglesias, Michael Bublé, Tim McGraw, and Usher. Female artist, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Carrie Underwood, Pink, Taylor Swift. They have a favorite country artist category. They have a favorite breakout artist. Of course, Justin Bieber's nominated. Favorite hip hop artist, favorite rock band.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So there's no category in there for Tom Jones.
No.
Okay.
They even have favorite viral video star.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Gene listens in Clarkston, Washington to Good Day. Hi, Gene.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. Getting ready for work.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I'm an academic coordinator at Washington State University.
Academic coordinator, which means you supervise the curriculum? What does that mean?
What are you doing listening to the show?
Yeah. I'm going to work.
Yeah, what do you do? What is it that you do, Gene?
I evaluate academic credentials.
Oh, but for people that are going to be hired or for tenure or what?
For students.
Oh.
Who are coming in as master's or PhD.
I got it. Okay, yeah. If they're going on after their first degree, bachelor's degree, then they're going on to a master's program or a doctor program. Okay. That sounds pretty interesting. How'd you get involved in that?
I've worked for the university for almost 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out in the undergraduate admissions office.
Yeah.
And spent 13 years there, and then I went to military science and worked with the Army ROTC unit there.
Really?
And then I moved to the graduate school.
Very cool. That sounds like a great career path. Sounds like you've had
it's
fun.
It's a great job.
Yeah, it sounds like you really are into it. Good for you. It's nice to like your job, isn't it?
It is. It's very
fun to get up and want to go to work.
Exactly.
Yeah, and to have a little security, which is what you have, too, so that's very cool. All right, so the San Francisco public transportation system is called?
The Bay Area Rapid Transit, and it goes by the nickname BART.
That is true. So for added bonus points, Richie wants to know what the name of the Chicago system is.
Hurry up and get me out of there.
All right, that's good for a couple of points right there. Actually, Chicago, I was in Chicago Saturday night. I like Chicago in the spring and the fall. Otherwise, the summer and the winter,
it's
you're going to have
cold.
It. But it's a neat city.
I've only been to Chicago once.
Nah, it's a good city.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a neat city.
Summertime is better.
Yeah,
but it's good, no big deal on the name, but it's the Chicago Transit Authority, for which the band was named after. And then they dropped the Transit Authority after they got sued by the city of Chicago, to become just Chicago.
Very good, Richie. Excellent. All right, so now you would be entitled to a lot of different things here, Gene. We have some CDs we're giving away. We have some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. We put a lot of different things together. I promised a big deal, so you'll be getting a big deal. Talk to Michael about what you'd like, okay?
Okay, you guys have a great day.
And you as well. Thank you very much for calling. See the intelligent people listening to this program.
Absolutely.
Because we are so stimulating, intellectually and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, our video of the day today is the entire first episode of Conan O'Brien's new program, available for you to watch.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
And it's legal for you to get it at gooddayshow.com.
You kicking and screaming are kind of warming up to Conan. You think he's a funny guy, although you don't want to accept that he's a funny guy because your allegiance is to The Tonight Show and Jay Leno via Johnny Carson.
I like Jay Leno best.
You like Jay Leno best. Okay.
I think he appeals. His sense of humor is about where mine is when it comes to a lot of things, the sexual innuendos and the political stuff and the things that
And Carson was great at innuendo.
Right, exactly.
That
Carson
was
much better
thing.
Than Jay. Jay's not as smart at that as...
But you're comfortable featuring a full first episode of the Conan Show, which is a direct competitor.
Because a lot of people are very interested in it, and why should I deny them the ability to see what they're interested
in? I'm just checking. That's very manly of you. It takes a big man to put his competition of his favorite night show up there.
You know, Doug, my grandparents feel the same way about The Tonight Show.
Wise guy. Here's the poll for the day today. Do you think there's any value to the Twinkie diet? We need to ask Dr. Ken about this in a moment, Richie. Our options are A, I sure hope so. I dislike eating right and love losing weight. Let's see. B, no way. I've already seen the effects of eating sweets. C, definitely it doesn't matter what you eat. It's how much you eat. And D, I hear Dick Cheney has had a lot of success with the Twinkie diet.
And by the way, the Twinkie diet story is right there in the headlines from today's show section.
We've been talking about this off and on all day. Interesting story. The poll yesterday was whether or not you plan to read George Bush's book. 48% of you said yes.
It's an inside look at history. That's pretty. If 48% of you buy the book, he'll sell the 1.5 million copies that I already have in print.
It'll do well.
And he's not even coming on this program.
Yeah.
Imagine I'm helping him sell his books. Where's my cut?
You got to figure people that love him will buy it. That's a gimme.
Yeah.
But people that hate him will want to know why in the world this guy is the
other side
of
it is, why would you lose the energy to hate him? Why would you just not?
Roberta?
Yeah. Yes, dear?
You want to take that question on?
17% said no, he's an embarrassment to himself and others. 16% said no, he screwed up the economy so badly, I don't have enough money to buy the book. 12% said no, I'm waiting for Dick Cheney's book. 7% of you said yes. He's a brilliant strategist and author.
I'm going to buy a copy and send it to Roberta.
All right, I don't have time for your report, Clay, because we got to get to Dr. Ken, but we'll put this in abeyance for tomorrow.
All right.
We didn't even have time for the peanut story. 14 before the hour, Dr. Ken.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Would helium make opera sound less formal and stuffy?
Quella parrucca, presto la barba.
Tutto mi chiedono tutti di voi, non sono ragazzi, vecchio fanciulli, qua la sanguigna presso biglietto. Figaro.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll be talking about the Twinkie diet in a moment, plus a number of other things that are going on. Our Daily Dose, good news for those of you who like to eat your vegetables as well. Yes, yes, yes. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken tells you why. So maybe more importantly, Ken, how Sustanex delivers millions more alive cells than yogurt. If you're interested in having probiotics in your system and who has a solid, what's the expression? I'm of sound mind and solid body or something. Anybody who's smart knows this is the stuff. When you hear the story, you'll only need one explanation from Ken to get you convinced to go get Sustanex.
Well, I hear from all my patients, I can just eat the good bacteria, the probiotics in the food that I take, and especially yogurt. Well, Sustanex has a
dirty food.
Sustanex has a patented probiotic, healthy bacteria, helpful bacteria called Ganodine BC. And this bacteria, it molecularly, structurally, naturally has this organic coating across it so it can make it through the acidic environment of your stomach and get to the small intestine where it needs to attach to the wall, so it helps to absorb all of these good things that your defense system, your immune system needs to work at its maximum so it can protect you from all the bugs and viruses that are out there right now.
All right. So this is the advice for all those of you who like to take Ken's advice and maybe listen to me once in a while. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Go to DougSteffen.com. You'll see the Sustanex box on the homepage. Click on that. You'll go to TrySustanex.com for your $5 off coupon. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold. Take Ken's advice. Protect yourself, your system, your family, your friends. They all should be on Sustanex for a good reason. All right. So the story about the Twinkie diet. Here's this professor, Ken.
Yes.
Who lost 27 pounds or 24 pounds or whatever it is eating bad food. But he cut down the amount that he ate, and it was for 10 weeks. This isn't something that you'd recommend, but I wonder, when you look at this, what do you think? What's the first thought that comes into your mind?
The key is 10 weeks, and the key is that he lost 27 pounds. If you lose weight, 27 pounds, which is a significant amount of anyone's body weight, you're going to feel better. Your blood pressure is going to go down. Your joints are going to work better. Your cholesterol initially may go down. But the question is, long term, you need to be on a healthy diet, or are you going to end up getting diabetes? It's all around calories, how you lose weight. And if you just eat 1,500 calories of Twinkies, yeah, you'll lose weight, but you won't be very healthy long term.
All right, speaking of being healthy, eating vegetables can do good things for those women who are worried about breast cancer, right?
Absolutely. Out of nutrition and cancer, eating lots of vegetables and seafood may reduce risk of breast cancer in women.
No wonder I have no problems there. All right, Dr. Ken, thank you. Lots of veggies and seafood. Good for everybody. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
ELO from the film Role Models, Starling, say it again there, starring Paul Rudd, Sean William Scott, and Jane Lynch. I don't know. I know Paul Rudd. I don't know those other two.
Sean William Scott, you do know. He played in all of the American Pie movies, and he also was...
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch?
Yeah.
You know her.
Anyway, this film topped the box office during this week in 2008. Who is it, Chucker?
She's a gym teacher on Glee.
Yep. Got it. Okay. Tall, short hair, blonde.
And Role Models was a funny movie.
Yeah. Okay. Got
Very
it.
Very funny.
All right. Chuck is back. Everything's okay at home, Chucker. You're doing fine. Daughter's fine. Everybody's happy.
Everything's fine. I just want to point out, if you didn't mention that Gene Shalit, the film critic on the Today Show, stepping down after 40 years on the air.
Yeah.
You taking his place, Chuck?
No, I'm not. But, you know, when he started that show, Joe Graziola was the host of the Today Show.
He
goes back a long time.
Remember Joe? Who even remembers Joe Graziola except me? Maybe Roberta.
I do.
Remembers. You remember him?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I remember him.
Clay
yeah.
doesn't know who he is.
Not from the Today Show.
No idea.
He's a baseball player.
From the baseball.
Right. Hmm. He was an average baseball player, but not as affable as
Very good announcer.
Yeah, Euchre, yeah, right. Euchre has it all over him in terms of personality. But he knew the right people. It was pretty smooth. Did a good job. He was affable enough.
Just, you know, actually, you know, it's funny. I brought up his name and you brought him up. But this summer I was changing the channels in the Major League MLB channel, Major League Baseball, and they were showing Arizona Diamondback game, and he was announcing it. And he's like 84 years old, too.
Yeah, good for him. Nothing wrong with that. You can do a lot when you're 84 if you've taken care of yourself, Tucker. Doesn't make any difference whether you're 84, 64, 44. It just is how you live your life. Thank you.
That is true.
And good night. All right, so Chucker has come up with some interesting movie news today. We'll get to that right after we have some excerpts from our movie of the day. This film topped the box office during this week in 1980. The star won Best Actor for his role in this film. I think this is fairly easy. I remember doing this at least once before on the program here, but it's been a number of years, so let's try it again. First clip, please. Richie!
Well, go ahead and kill everybody. You're a tough guy. Go kill people. Kill Vicky. Kill Salvi. Kill Tommy Como. Kill me while you're out. What do I care? You're killing yourself the way you eat. Start here. Kill me first. Do me a favor, because you're driving me crazy.
It's on the Twinkie diet. Mm-hmm. You know what that movie is, Chucker?
I do not, Doug.
The star is one of our most well-known and liked actors. And that voice often goes with his starring. That voice is a good in comedic roles, good in serious roles. And the female lead, somebody who was friends. These guys are all friends in real life. All right, next clip.
I don't know if I'm going to make it down to 155. I'm not going to make it to 160. And on top of that, you signed me for a fight at 155. And if I don't make the 155, I lose $15,000.
That's the game. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you're supposed to be a manager. You're supposed to know what you're doing.
We don't need another clip. Do we, Chucker?
No, we
don't need it. I need one more. I think
why?
I know it.
Come on.
What do you need another one?
He wants it. He needs it.
All right, go ahead. Come on. How much do you want to give away?
Why?
800-510-8255. Figure it out. Chucker, what's up for movie news?
All right, Doug. Johnny Depp and director Tim Burton will team up for, I believe, the ninth time in a big screen version of The Dark Shadows. Depp will play character Barnabas Collins. April. Some really interesting casting news on the new Sony Spider-Man reboot. Martin Sheen's going to play Uncle Ben. And in a bit of inspired casting, Sally Field will play Aunt May. I actually like the casting.
She had bone problems?
Boniva. Not anymore.
She's pretty good on Brothers and Sisters. And some TV news of interest. AMC Channel has renewed its zombie show, The Walking Dead, for a second season after just two episodes. It's breaking records, 4.7 million viewers. I got to admit, the second episode was a great, great piece
of
television.
It's a scary, scary series.
Very intense, really good piece
of television. All right, what do we got? What's going on, Richie? We've got somebody that has the answer to this. We've got a lot of people yakking here.
Yep.
All right, so we've got 3 seconds.
They all call it in at the last second.
All right, that's lousy because this is fairly easy. All right, I would have thought 87 people would have this right. Raging Bull with Robert De Niro, yeah. Joe Pesci, and Kathy Moriarty. That's the movie of the day. 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry here on Good Day.